Welcome back. We've got two very talented young people who are going to be in studio with us a little later on in this hour. They've written a song for the weekend that is in it, so we're going to hear them perform a little later on, so stay tuned for that. Right, I have to say, listening to Highland Radio today is fantastic while I'm driving. The buzz, the flags flying high everywhere, and Highland blasting out the Donegal tunes. Well done, Highland Radio. But you see, the thing is, and that's the great thing about local radio, we're all part of the one community, and you're just getting a sense of the excitement that Lee Gooch is feeling, the excitement Oisin Kelly has, and the whole team, everyone, right across our programming. Our 14-year-old daughter was out walking our dog meters from our home and was approached by a non-Irish male. He slowed right down beside her. He shouted from the other side of the road, "You want a vape?" She said no. Then he said, "You come with me, you come with me," waving her into the car. The dogs began barking by then and he drove off. She got some of the car reg and seen it was a white Mazda. She didn't get a pic of the car as the phone in her pocket and she had a lead in each hand. When she got home, she told her dad, and only when he was asking her did she realise what had happened. They went straight to the guard. She's very shook up about it, as these are the roads she's been walking on all of her life, and it happened outside a neighbourhood house, not a rural road. So just a word to the wise. I understand the Gardaí obviously are taking that approach really quite seriously. Kathleen Grant's in Burt wishing the Donegal team the very best of luck. We'll have the kettle on the boil here in Donegal for the biggest game in Ireland. We want Sam. Thank you. Tomorrow's Donegal Day here in Highland Radio. We're all getting set for Sam. We're going to be set for Sam on tomorrow. So as part of Donegal Day, we're all going to be in our county gear or colours as close to them as people can grab. We're going to have some chat about the game, some analysis of the match, some live music and fun as well. So that's tomorrow here on the 9 till noon show between 9 and 12 as the build-up to the big game continues. There's only been three other occasions. This is the fourth occasion where we've got to the All-Ireland final. We've won it twice, of course. Kerry have won it 38 times. You know, maybe they're take it a little bit more for granted or not. I don't know what the buzz is down there. I'm sure it's great and I'm not casting any aspersions in that regard. But this doesn't come along very often and we're on the brink of history. We're on the brink of another massive sporting timeline in people's lives, where they watched it, who they were with, the last game they watched with their dad. Who's to say what it might be? It is significant. It's sport. And sport at this level transcends. You know, there's no bandwagons now. This is just pure county pride. And I think it's great if those who aren't everyday GEA fans are saying, right, you know what? I see this one. This is big. I'm going to be tuned in on Sunday. And that's what it is. And that's the joy of sport. And, you know, we have so much in our life that can be worrisome or that we have to worry about. But the worry about sport's good. It's not good for some. There'll be a few squeaky bums and what have you on Sunday. But it's the joy. It's the joy that sport can bring, and we're really looking forward. We're really looking forward to it, and we just hope it goes our way. It'll be massive for the county. There's no doubt about it, because this team, they deserve it. Right, okay. So the Creaslock Community Childcare, they've sent us a voice note supporting the lads. Let's hear what they've got to say. Up Donegal. Well done, kids and teachers. So that's the Creaslock Community Childcare. Can you beat them? Send in your voice notes. You don't have to be part of a group or organisation. It can be you as a grown-up in your work van, or you at home with the kids, whatever it might be. Let's see if you can top the Creaslock Community Childcare group. Okay. Well done. Amelia and Molly, they're cheering for Donegal. They're in the back.
Jenny want a matches. Jenny want a game. Jenny bringing Sam back to Donegal again. Up Donegal!
Up Donegal! Well done to you. That was Amelia and Molly cheering for Donegal. As I say, get your voice notes into us so we can share them out there. Get the spirit going as well. Let's see. Who else have I got? I can't find that one from Sharon, but it's there anyway. I'll get it in a sec. 086 60 25000, that's the WhatsApp and text number if you want to send it in to us. Let's see, is this Sharon?
want to say best of good wishes to Jim and all the Donegal team on Sunday from Sharon and all the team at Creative Hairdressing in Ardra. We are so excited for Sunday and can't wait till you take Sam back to the hills.
You're quite right, Sharon. I wonder if you've done any half and halves, you know, half yellow, half green. Has anyone come in looking for that haircut yet? Hello to all the crew in beautiful Ardra. So there's some of the voice messages coming in so far. Send in your best wishes to your local player, the team in general, Jim, and we love the Up Donegals and we love the sound of the kids' voices as well. Sadly, Fungi's gone missing now from Dingle, but a caller claims, and I can't really verify this, I can't say whether it's true or not, I've seen Fungi up in Donegal at Lisfannan with the Donegal colours on. She shouted out, "I'm here because the tide has changed, Donegal aboo." That comes in from a listener from Birmingham, but obviously a good Donegal person. Hi Greg, can we please wish best of luck to our cousins Kieran Moore, our neighbour a few fields over, Sean Patton, and my McCool's man Oisín Gallen. So proud of you all, Alan and Tina Moore, Lurgy Brack. Thanks Greg, Up Donegal. And we're going to be tapping into McCool's on the show tomorrow after 11 o'clock. Lee Gooch is there, so that will be great fun. There's other sport happening as well, by the way. Best wishes to the under 19 Illestrin girls. They're heading to the Foyle Cup on the bus. Please play a Donegal song. Could you wish the best grandmother, Rona McGlynn, a very happy 50th? Lots of hugs and kisses from your godson, Calvin. Another, could you wish my sister, Rona McGlynn, a very happy 50th birthday? Lots of love, this time from Kelly, Aidan, and the kids. And best wishes to Patrick McCloskey and Cora Canny, who are getting married today in Iskeheen Muff. Wishing you all the best on your big day. Love from Cora's mammy and daddy. We're so proud of you both. What a lovely, lovely message. Okay, we're going to take a break for the bingo numbers. It is jackpot day. Don't forget, keep your voice note messages for the Donegal team coming into us. WhatsApp 086 60 25,000, 086 60 25,000, and the simple message is I don't think there's necessarily any malice in it, but there's certainly a lack of consideration in people's parking. I understand people are on holidays, I understand people want to be as close as possible to wherever they're going, but people tend to abandon their vehicles around them, and I think sometimes don't consider that life goes on. People have jobs to do, people have places to go. Bernard McGuinness is manager at Foyle Coaches in Redcastle. You must see a lot of this. It must be very frustrating, Bernard.
It's just a bit frustrating, all right, Greg. While a lot of our beaches are hard to access in that, and through beach down in Inishowen is one perfect example. There's several beaches there, actually. You have the main beach, which has a car park. That would take about 40 cars or so. But once that gets full, people start to abandon the cars on both sides of a very narrow road. And it makes it impossible for our services to complete the routes going to Derry and to Letterkenny.
What do you do in a situation like that? Because we're looking at the picture here, and this was Shrove Road last night, 8:20. You know, you'd have to be confident to get a SUV through the space here, a bus impossible. What do you do in that situation?
Well, we had a situation last night where one of our services was delayed by an hour and a half because it's like a loop road, if you can imagine what I mean. There's the upper road coming down towards Shrove, and then you take the lower road in past the golf club back into Greencastle Village. And where there are a couple of access points to the beach on the lower road, that gets blocked up straight away on a sunny day. But last night, which was very strange, at 8:15, our service, our 957 service, got blocked completely. Because as he was coming down towards the main Shrove beach, there's a small bridge. Mm. And two or three cars decided to actually park on the bridge.
It's actually really
which made
remarkable.
It completely impossible for us to get through. And never mind us with coaches and that, you know, that's one thing. But if an ambulance came along or a fire brigade in an emergency situation, it just wouldn't get through.
I'm looking, and so, I'm not giving anyone a pass, and sometimes I can be accused of being a bit soft. Some double yellow lines there or some clear signage might help. I know it seems crazy that you might need to tell people not to park on a bridge opposite a brick wall, not leaving enough space for an ambulance. We shouldn't have to tell people that, right? Bernard, but I'm just wondering, do we need maybe some lining or some signage, or do we just need people to cop themselves on?
Well, a bit of cop on would be a good thing, Greg, to be honest. Foil coaches have been running services around that area for 25 years, and the services were greatly enhanced 2 years ago when Local Link came on the scene and basically took it over, and they've increased the services now. There are up to 16 services going around Shrove in a day, and that was unheard of a few years ago, you know, and the people were looking for it, and now the people have got it, but because of the inconsideration of a very few people from both sides of the border, it can't be serviced. You know, it's impossible for us to do our job, and it's impossible for people to get out. Okay, last night was at 20 past 8 tonight, so maybe it'll be a bit quieter. But this happens regularly when there's a sunny day during the summer, during the day. And people can't get out to go to appointments in Derry or appointments in Letterkenny or in Buncrana or anywhere, you know.
What do you do in a situation like that? Do you just have to sit and wait till they come back? Is there a role for the Gardaí? What can the Gardaí, I suppose, do? What do you do in a situation like this?
Well, basically, once we see it now happening, we check the road on a sunny day.
Okay.
We go down and check the road. If we see it happening, we just have to cancel the services. Because if a coach goes down there on that narrow road, it simply can't get turned if it has to. It needs to complete the loop. And, you know, with the greatest skill in the world, you cannot put a coach into a small space and get it out again and expect everything to be okay. It simply won't be. You know, and coaches costing €200,000 or €300,000, you don't want to be getting them damaged.
No,
and
you certainly
it's
don't.
Just from the point of view of the people of the area, they're not getting the service that they're entitled to because two or three people decide, oh, I need to be near the access point to the beach. I can't walk 100 yards.
Yeah, it's not insignificant. It is really quite significant.
No.
Councillor Martin Farron joins us. Hi, Councillor. Long time no chat, actually, Martin. Hope you're well.
You
can relate to what Bernard's on about here.
I can indeed relate to what Bernard's on about there exactly. I missed a phone call from his last night. I happened to be out. But, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with what Bernard's saying there. Excuse me, a bit of a cold. I've already spoken to the senior road engineers in relation to this matter. This is something that's been ongoing now for quite a number of years, and what Bernard's after saying there is quite correct. So what I suggested to senior management, whether this works or not, I don't know. What we call, there's a road down there, what we call the middle road in Shrove. And I was suggesting that one side of that road, there's a double yellow line put from the middle road right up to the beach on that side of the road. But, you know, double yellow lines in some cases can be put there and people just ignore them completely, but they would have to be chased up on by the Gardaí to ensure that it's enforced. And whilst we're talking here about buses, and that's very, very important, extremely important, my other concern is if there was an emergency.
Yeah, Bernard referenced that
down,
too,
on the beach, then, you know, we would have a serious problem there.
Stay there. I think,
One of the big problems, Greg, is that no one will enforce it. Last year, I rang the council and I rang the guards. The council said, oh, that's a Gardaí problem, you're in the yard. The guards say, no, we need permission from the council. So we're left stuck in the middle.
But whilst we're having this conversation on Shrove, I would say there's people in Downings, Rosnaula, Merva, Inver, maybe Mount Charles, Burton Port, all over the place saying, look, this is, people are abandoning their cars close to piers, close to the water, and no one is taking responsibility for their enforcement, Martin.
Yeah, well, what I was suggesting to when I spoke to the council in relation to this, that what has to happen, my argument here is that they have to, first of all, they have to put in the double yellow lines, and then they have to work with the Gardaí. It has to be enforced. There's no other way for it, because I would be terribly scared that there would be an accident in that area, and that something would happen. It concerns me quite a lot. And the Gardaí and Donegal County Council, the road section of Donegal County Council, would need to come together to ensure that this would be enforced. It can be very difficult, and I understand it. And I agree with what Bernard's saying. One's sort of passing the buck to the other. But this would have to stop. Gardaí and Donegal County Council need to come together in relation to something like this. And I suggested that to the road section of Donegal County Council. And I intend to follow up on it.
Okay.
Because it's something that has to be addressed.
Okay, Martin, thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it, Councillor Martin Farron. But the bottom line is here, Bernard, something has to be done because, I mean, we can talk about, it's very important to talk about what might happen in the event of such and such happening, but these are scheduled services that people rely on, that expect to arrive on time. You and your drivers endeavour to do that. And with irregularity, you're having to have like marshals for the rally. You're having to have people to run the course before you even take the bloody bus out. Like, you know, this is part of infrastructure.
Right.
You would not park two cars blocking the main street in Letterkenny, stopping traffic moving. Why should it be allowed and not enforced in Shrove? Everyone deserves equal enforcement.
That's correct. And the people of Inishowen are crying out for years for a bigger, stronger, better bus service, public transport service. And now they've got it, and because of the inconsideration of a few people who don't want to walk 100 yards where they could park on a wider part of the road and walk to the beach, they just won't do it. And now the people have been denied the service that they've looked for years.
Well, look, at maybe today we've reached their ears, Bernard, and they'll park a little bit further down the road and not on a blooming bridge. The fact that we have to appeal for people not to park on a bridge. But here we are. Bernard, the one thing I've noticed a bit more now, not a bit more, a lot now in recent years, and it didn't happen once the local link was first started, but local link, I got the local link, I'm getting the local link, sort of becoming part of normal language. The service is sort of bedded in and is established and is starting to be used. I presume, I don't know if you've seen that from the get-go or if you've seen the numbers rise since, but it just seems to sort of be now in the language, if you know what I mean, of how people get around.
Yeah, I think over the last year, maybe 18 months, it has become part of Donegal life.
Yeah.
It's the way that a lot of people get around Donegal. Before this, they might have said, and Inishowen would have said Northwest Busways, or in Fana, they might have said Loch Swilly. Now, Local Link is the go to for transport around Letterkenny for those who don't want to use a car.
Mm.
And, you know, it's really the services have been enhanced so much right across the country, right across the county and across the country. But particularly you see it in Inishowen, where now we have night services on as well to Letterkenny and Derry. And those have picked up in popularity since they started last year immensely, you know.
Right, Bernard, listen, keep it up. Hopefully the message reaches the right ears. Thank you. Bernard McGuinness, he's a manager at Full Coaches Redcastle. And I listed off some places where you will see this happening just off the top of my head. This caller comes straight in with Culdaff. It's the same in Culdaff. Cars parked on both sides of the road, footpath blocked, families, etc., forced to walk on the road, cars just dumped everywhere. Simple solution, paint yellow lines on the side of the road, signage not working in car parks as they are full of camper vans night and day too. And I just feel that, I'm not saying we as locals don't sometimes abuse the situation. I just feel sometimes when holidaymakers come into an area, they believe that the whole place is one big massive holiday park. That you can drive around loaded in, or you can park your car wherever you want, or whatever it might be. I don't know, but you do see some interesting parking trends, if I could put it to you like that. Right, okay. I believe the Coyle cousins are looking forward to the game. Let's see what they have to say.
To the matches, Jimmy's winning games. Jimmy's bringing something back to Donegal again. Up Donegal!
Good luck to Donegal this weekend on Sunday from all the Coyle cousins in Corunna.
Tell you, we could have a little radio presenter there. Great radio voice. Well done, boys and girls, or whatever the mix is. Keep your WhatsApp messages of support for the Donegal team coming in. That's a cracker from the Coyles, and we've had some brilliant ones already, and we want to hear more. Keep them coming. WhatsApp 086 60 25,000. All right, you're welcome back to the programme. Rory Gallagher, get in the bin. David James, in the bin. All your other Donegal songs, in the bin, because we've got the next big hit from Lily May and Baveen Carr. Lily May 11. Good morning, Lily May.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good stuff. I love the way you've teamed your hat with the headphones. It's brilliant. And also we have with us, as I say, Baveen Carr, who is 6. Hi, Baveen. Sorry, 9. Hello, Baveen.
Hi.
Hi, how are you getting on?
Good.
I don't know why someone said you were 6. I was about to say, my word, you're a big one for 6. So used to be, look like two of the biggest Donegal fans going, Baveen. What, talk to me through all your posters and your hat and your scarf. How excited are you?
Very excited.
Okay, and have you been to any Donegal games yet this year?
We have been to most of them this year.
But, unfortunately, tickets are hard to get for the weekend.
Yeah, we can't get any.
If anyone's got tickets, you would take them, would you?
Yeah.
I know it's a long shot. Lily May, your hat looks... You look like you've stormed the pitch at one game or other, have you? Who signed your hat?
Darrell Wheel and a few other players.
Wow, it's fantastic. Okay, and do you remember what games you were at when you got those signed?
The one in Balbuffet against Louth.
Okay, brilliant stuff. And talk to me about the flags. They're kind of posters, but they're on flag sticks. Talk to me about those, Baveen.
We made them ourselves and we just got a few pieces of paper and taped them together and got a stick.
They look fantastic. And Lily May, why did you decide to... Is this your own song?
Yeah, this is our own song. We wrote it ourselves because we love Donegal.
And how long have you been working on it?
We've been working on it for a while now.
Okay, brilliant. And Dara is your idol, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So to get his signature, that's one of his signatures, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that must have been fantastic. So you, it's not just Lily May, it's not just the hats, it's not just the scarves. You've got everything Donegal.
Yeah.
Bedclothes, cushions. And is Dara on all of them?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Did you have to make them yourself?
Well, no, you can get them on Shein.
But you must upload a picture.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say, can you imagine if Shein have pictures of Darrell Boyle and Michael Murphy and all that kind of stuff? Okay. Right, so you have an English version and an Irish version of the song. We haven't got the exclusive on this because, not unfortunately, it's great for yous, but yous have already stole the show on Radio Na Gaeltachta, I'm told, Baveen.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was very good. We did the Irish one and, yeah, we did it very good.
Okay. And Lily May, how did you find the whole radio experience?
It was really good. I loved it.
Okay, brilliant. So you're going to do, it was up to yous, we haven't decided, because we were talking about Irish and songs a little earlier on. Yous are going to do the English version for us today, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to play a backing track and we'll see how we get on. Should we do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, very excited. You might hear Marie Kearney whispering in the background. Marie Kearney's the aunt. And James as well. Hi, James.
Yes.
I thought you said you weren't speaking, boy.
Hello.
I don't suppose you want to stand behind the girls and wave the flags.
No, I'll be all right.
I'll be all right, good man. Okay, well, let's see. I'll start the track here and see if the volume's right. Don't start singing yet. We'll just play it and get a sense if the volume's right for you. Is that all right, girls?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Are you happy with the volume? Right, now, this is the wonderful act that is Baveen Carr, who's 9, and Lily May, who's aged 11. And this is their song for Sunday. Wow. Okay. I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't expect that. That was absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. Wow. That was, I think that's Eminem's Lose Yourself too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, yeah, the backing track. Okay, brilliant. That's brilliant. You know, you're fantastic on your own, but when the two of you go at it too, it's unbelievable. If I wasn't sure that you were a fan of Daryl Beale before, I think I do know now. That's he got a, has he heard it yet, do we know? He has, yeah? Yeah? And Marie, come up to that mic there, you, because you're like one of those... the nodding things you put in the car. Come here, aren't they brilliant?
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah, they're very good. Yeah, we're so proud of them. They're two stars. So
they've been on Radio Na Gaeltacht. They've hit the big time now here, of course, in Highland.
There's been
newspaper coverage.
Yeah, there's newspaper coverage today on the Donegal News.
Oh, well done. Yeah. And you say Dara's heard it?
Yeah, Dara's heard it.
Do we know?
Oh, he's delighted. And he's promised to visit them when everything settles down.
Oh,
after Tuesday, probably.
And yours is so good, and it's just a shame that you can't get to go and see the game. But fingers crossed, maybe someone might come up with tickets. I don't know. You know, they're like hen's teeth at the moment. Hens don't have teeth, by the way, just in case you don't get the reference. And there was not one mistake in that. Not that I was expecting there to be a mistake. Have you performed before, girls?
Yeah, we have.
And is it always sort of rap-based, or do you sing as well?
Both
sing and rap. Well, I really enjoyed that. That was fantastic. And, you know, we were all thinking of that massive song that went viral down the country. And I'll tell you, that was as good as that's as good as I heard. That was absolutely brilliant. Right, OK. Lily Mae, aged 11. Do you want to say hello to anyone?
I'd like to say hello to my mum and my family.
Mm. And what if Dara's listening?
Hello to Dara.
And what about you, baby?
I want to say hello to my family and my mum too, and I want to say hello to Dara as well.
Okay.
And all the Donegal team.
Well, I'm cutting that song. I'm going to play that on Sunday again. We're down in Dublin for the big match, so I'm definitely going to play that again. That was brilliant. It deserves to be played again. It was really, 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 really good. And hopefully we win. You can rewrite it then.
Yeah, we can.
All right, okay. And the anti-manager, has Marie looking after you on the tour. Is she a good tour guide?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. And what's James' role in all of this? Well, listen, girls, stand back a bit and lift. No, we'll do that as in a picture afterwards. Right, forget about that. Forget what I just said. Listen, that was absolutely genuinely really, 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 really good. Yous are fantastic and your family should be so, so proud of you. I'm sure they are. Dara, I just wish anyone loved me enough to write a song about me because that's absolutely brilliant. And well done, Marie Kearney. Fantastic. And hey, if someone's heartstrings are pulled and they have a couple of tickets, I'm sure we've got a home for them. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay.
They're pleading to get to the All-Ireland final.
Oh, you deserve it so much. Anyway, listen, there's not much I can do because I can't sort anyone around me out, if the truth be told. But the song's brilliant. I look forward to playing it again on Sunday as well. And well done. It really, really is very, very good. You know, I'm not just saying that because you're a 9 and 11. It's really, really good, regardless of what age you are. So Lily Mae, thank you so much. Baveen, thank you so much. Best luck. Fingers crossed for the tickets, right? And also Marie Kearney, thank you for bringing the girls in.
Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity for the girls to have a day like this. And a big shout out to Mary Duffy as well. And thank you to, or good luck to Jim, Dara and all the team on Sunday. We'll hopefully see them on Monday in Donegal Town. And Sam Maguire with
Sunday.
Well, we probably won't see them on Sunday. They'll be too busy celebrating.
But if you could get down. All right, okay. I just wish I had a magic wand and I would make it all so, but I don't. All right, brilliant stuff. Have you posted this online yet? Because this band, you know, it's going to get massive traction. That it's so good.
Yeah, well, yeah. Kneecap have sent them a message.
Wow, okay, right.
GG.
Yeah, okay. Right, fantastic. Brilliant stuff. That was Marie Kearney, who brought in the two nieces, her little niece, sorry, and her friend, Lily Mae and Baveen. And thank you so much. And James just sat there looking cool. We appreciate it. Takes everyone. All right, then. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Up Donegal.
Up Donegal!
You may have heard three fishermen were rescued after their boat sank off our coast yesterday morning. The incident took place off Glengad. That's on the Inishowen Peninsula in the early hours. Well, not too early, 8 a.m. The men issued a distress call moments before their boat sank, forcing them to take to their lifeboat. As you can imagine, the Malinhead Coast Guard immediately began to coordinate a response, issuing a Mayday call, and a number of local vessels responded, including the Lough Swilly RNLI and the Greencastle Coast Guard. There was another local boat that landed on scene first and took the fishermen on board from that lifeboat. Now, we're joined in or on the line by Marty Brides, who's a brother-in-law of Daniel, who was on that boat. Marty, first and foremost, obviously, the loss of the boat is very difficult. We'll talk about that. But how are the lads? How are they after the experience?
Yes, morning, Greg, and morning, your listeners. No, the lads are grand. Hey, thank God. It's just devastating what happened yesterday morning with the boat sinking and stuff.
Mm.
But thank God, like, with all the crews that helped, like the local fishermen and everyone, like quickly the boys were taken off the boat and they were brought back to safety. But unfortunately for Daniel, the boat has sank, like, and it was that would have been his mean of income and everything, and it's just devastating that something happened so quickly.
And it's the equivalent of on land, a business being completely destroyed by fire and everything associated with that business, because that's what it is. The boat conveys them to do their job, all the gear, all the equipment. It's an expensive piece of kit, and it is all gone, lying on the bottom of the sea. And you talked about the fishing community in the first instance rallying around to make sure the lads, you know, got home safely, and thankfully they did. And now I think you're appealing to the fishing community and the wider community to come together again to try and sort of restore Daniel's main income, his business.
Exactly. It's just like I set up that GoFundMe page yesterday, and it's just like any sort of help at all that'll help him get the boat back to, so we can go back fishing. It's a massive, money-wise, it's a massive loss, especially to lose a boat. But not alone just the boat, all the gear, everything's gone.
And I think, you know,
you can imagine,
it might be almost impossible to rebuild that, you know, without support, because of the outgoings and the investment that would be required. It'd be very difficult on one's own to sort of get back to where he was at, I would imagine.
Yeah, like Daniel's only really started out.
Mm.
Well, he's been fishing a good while, but he's only like started going out on his own no time ago. Like, and he's put so much time and effort and money into the boat to get it to where it was. And for, I suppose, an accident like that to happen, like, and to lose it in the matter of minutes, like, it's a massive, massive money loss. And that's one of the main reasons to set up that GoFundMe page, just to give him that wee bit of insurance that he will get back in the water and he will get back to doing what he loved. And I suppose, like, helping the community by catching, like, his whatever he catches.
Yes,
like,
just keeping our coastal heritage going as well as anything else. I do get that. So where can people access the GoFundMe? You know, maybe people have a fiver, maybe they have a tenner, maybe they've got more. Who's to say? I think every little helps at this point. So where can people find the GoFundMe page, the easiest place, Marty?
Well, I set it up on my Facebook page.
Okay, so we'll share that out on ours.
That's
in
right.
Case, yeah, because people
that's
might
right.
bring up.
Yeah,
we'll share that out.
There's more, like, it's as you says, like, it doesn't matter what they donate.
Mm.
Every little helps, like.
Yeah, for sure. Every little bit helps. And if lots of people donate a little, you might get to where you're going. Okay, well, listen, pass on our best wishes to the lads and Charlie in particular. Daniel in particular. And we'll share that on our socials. And if anyone's got a wee bit to spare, they might consider getting him back out on the water again. Thanks, Marty. As I say, pass on our best wishes, will you?
Thanks, Greg, and thanks for taking the call.
It's important. Okay, thanks very much indeed. Right, we are still calling out for your voice messages supporting Jim and the lads, or maybe it's Daryl Buell, or maybe it's Patrick McBrarty, whomever it might be. Get them into us, 0860 25000. Just record it in your car, in your house, or wherever you are. Send them in. My Lily May August Bavine, just amazing for 9-year-olds and an 11-year-old, I think. Up the Clonhilly girls, yeah, they were great, loved it. Does vehicle clamping still exist? A good stiff fine might sort these idiots out. Yeah, well, I mean, you can clamp. You can. The problem is we're talking about access roads to beaches and stuff, and I don't think we have sort of any organised approach to that. I mean, there's not lines. So, for instance, can you on a minor road, and some of these roads are minor roads with no lineage, can you, if enough space is left for a car to go through, could you clamp that car legally? Is it a breach of a bylaw? I'm not really quite sure of the legalities of all of that. What's the big deal about illegal parking? Try that in Dublin and your car will be clamped or you'll get a fine on the spot. The public should not be inconvenienced or delayed by inconsiderate motorists. Yellow lines are not legally enforceable except in certain towns in the county, but you can introduce bylaws to make them enforceable wherever you want. Surely the council has that within their gift. More reaction to the two girls. That song was Magic Girls. Absolutely awesome. It brought a tear to my eye. That passion from the children is amazing. Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it? Really, really was lovely. Right, okay. We're going to hear now of two big Donegal supporters in Donabate in Dublin singing Jimmy's winning matches. It's Tom, aged 5, and Jack is 2. So let's hear the lads. This is sent in to us via WhatsApp. Reminds me of my house. That's fantastic. Well done, lads. Tom and Jack Bastos from Donabate. And they're all, it's a WhatsApp video we got, and they've all got their gear on and everything. And it's such a, that sounds like a house so full of happiness and love. An echo, I would say, gets a bit grating in the kitchen at times. Lovely stuff. Thanks. I think, was it Mum and Dad in the background that were getting involved as well? They were doing the 2025 version of Jimmy's winning matches. Okay, well done. I'm loving those, by the way, and I'm loving sort of the role of the children in the show today. So if you can match the two guys there, please WhatsApp. WhatsApp your voice messages or your videos, for that matter. Encouraging Donegal this weekend to 086 60 25000. Love it. Thank you so very much indeed. Wishing Oisín Gallen and Stephen McMenamin and Luke McGlynn and to all the lads on the Donegal football team and Jim and his management team, wishing them all the best on Sunday for the All-Ireland from the O'Donnell family in Dewish. Good luck to Illy's under-9 football team and coaches Paddy and Raymond playing in the Fall Cup today. That comes in from Anne and Paddy at the Shaw Road. It's a huge event, the Fall Cup. A caller says the closure of the Fannad post office affects more than just post office customers. This will affect the AIB and Bank of Ireland customers as well, as they're allowed to do their banking in the post office. 40% of banks might be closed due to a lack of funding. You can't lodge a cheque in the post office, though, even if it is for one of those banks, which I think is a bit retrograde. But anyway, unless you have a slip out of a checkbook. But anyway, I think people would understand better about tickets for the final if the public were informed how many tickets are allocated to the local grassroots clubs, as this seems to be a major point of confusion. Well, they apply for the tickets as well, let us not forget. So they apply for the tickets, and then the county sends up to Croke Park the requirements from the clubs. And then it's whether or not those requests are fulfilled. All season ticket holders, that's the way to go. All season ticket holders get their tickets. I'll give you a breakdown. As I say, I read it from... actually, it was Frank Craig that had put it together. It was Chris McNulty that shared it. He's been looking at the ticket allocations, and I'll give you that rundown after 11.